So take this heart, Lord, I'll be your vessel.
Welcome to the teaching ministry of Reverend JFK Mensah, a seasoned Bible teacher with over 40 years of ministry experience. He is a pastor, a church planter, a missionary, and an international conference speaker. He is passionate about making Christ-like disciples worldwide. JFK Mensah is the General Overseer of Great Commission Church International. May you be transformed as you listen to the Word of God.
Was blind, but now I see. Oh, I can see you now.
Lord, prepare to be sanctuaries for you. We want to be your holy temples, your dwelling place. Lord, make us family by your own Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You are welcome to church for another Sunday. Whenever it's raining and you still come to church and come for prayer meeting, you justify the fact that you are a child of God.
Amen.
When it's raining or your clothes are dirty, so you don't go to church, you prove to us that church doesn't mean much to you. Therefore, you don't want to pay the price for being a consistent, solid, faithful, dependable church member. You can see that today when there was a delay in bringing the Sunday school sheets, we were all paralyzed, quiet, because there's somebody in the jail who has to be there. When there is a delay, it's time for praises, and the people leading praises are not there. You know, I was excited when I came before 7:30, and this place had already been arranged. Who came and did it? Who came and arranged the place? Israel. Let's give him a excited, because that's commitment. So I'm speaking today on the church as a family of God. The church as a family of God. In this sermon, I seek to address the biblical reason why every church member should feel closer to one another than to even your blood brother and sister. This is what I want to address. Now, let's look at what happens when you become a church member. The first thing the Bible tells us is you become a child of God. Let's read John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. It says, but as many as received Jesus, he gave them power, authority, the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of flesh, nor of the will of man, but born of God.
John chapter 1 verse 12 and 13.
Yes.
But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
Yes.
Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
Everybody who accepts Jesus is given the right by heaven to become a child of the God of heaven. 1 John chapter 3 verse 1 says, beloved, see what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God, and his children we are. Yes.
1 John chapter 3 verse 1, see what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God.
Yes.
And so we are.
If we should be called children of God, and so we are. God the Father has granted that you should not only be born of God, but be called child of God. It is heaven that says, call yourself child of God. It's not that Christians are just going around calling themselves children of God. We have a right from heaven to call ourselves children of God. Not only that, Galatians chapter 4, verse 6 and verse 7 says that God, apart from giving his son to redeem us from under the law, he also gave us the spirit of his son, so that we shall, when we cry, Abba Father, the spirit is saying we are children of God. I think you can read from the verse 5 to 7.
Galatians chapter 4 from verse 5 to 7. To redeem those who were under the law.
Yes.
So that we might receive adoption as sons.
We might receive adoption as son. Adoption means you are not a son of God. You are not a child of God. There is no relationship between you and God originally. But he went to court and signed the papers to adopt you officially. Therefore, you are an adopted child of God. Yes.
And because you are sons.
And because you are sons.
God has sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father.
God has sent the spirit of his son, Jesus, into our hearts. And the spirit is crying, Abba, Father.
So you are no longer a slave.
You are no longer a slave. You are no longer a slave. You are no longer a slave. You are no longer a slave.
But a son.
But a son or a daughter.
And if a son, then an heir through God.
If you are a son, then you are an heir through God. In fact, this term, Abba Father, is the term used in Jesus' country to say daddy, papa. Eh? How do the fancies call your father?
Dada.
Dada. Eja.
Eja.
Papa.
Papa.
Dada.
Papa.
Tata. Tate. You see? How do you say it in Kokumba?
Nte.
Nte. Yes. Nte. You see? Jesus was the only person who used this name for God in Mark 14 to 36. When he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible to you.
Mark 14, verse 36. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you.
Abba, Father. Jesus says, Abba, Father. This is why the Jews wanted to kill Jesus, because he was calling God his own Father. That's why they wanted to kill him. We are not reading John 5, 17 and 18. So, in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, all the way to 17, he stamps it again, saying that as many as are led of the Spirit, they are children of God. And we have not received the spirit of bondage into fear, but of sonship, adoption, so that when we cry, Abba, Father, the Holy Spirit witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus, provided we suffer with him, that he might also be glorified and reign with him. Yes.
Romans chapter 8 from verse 14 to 17. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him.
Now, look at what God is doing. The Father knows that you don't believe that you are his children. He knows. He knows. My wife one day made fun that she stayed with her cousin at Bemaka. And one day,
uncle.
Your uncle, okay. And one day, the uncle called. And she didn't know whether to say papa or daddy or uncle or what, because she was not a child of the man. So the children, the real children of his her uncle, were calling him daddy. But she could not come to that place because she knew that this is not my father. God knows, you know, that he's not your father. Therefore, he has to take steps to assure you. And what he did was, he gave you the right in John 1:12. And in John 3:1, he allowed you to be called. Then now, he sent the spirit of his son into your heart crying, Abba Father. And the Spirit of God is witnessing with your spirit in your inner man that you are a child of God. 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 So that you will be prepared to die to the truth that you are a child of God. Because the witness is inside you. It's not somebody telling you you are a child of God. You know that 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 you are a child of God. Because the Spirit witnesses with your spirit that you are a child of God. But that's not all. Jesus is the problem. Even if God accepts you and the Spirit bears witness, the older brother in the house can snub you. Small thing, he says, oh, it's not my father who brought for this person. Oh, this guy is from the street. We picked him up. Oh, this guy. Oh, listen. Oh, God. So, you see all of us calling him daddy. He is not the real father. Okay? Jesus can snub us. So, in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 11, the Bible says Jesus was not ashamed to call us brothers and sisters.
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 11. And it says, for he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one source.
That is the person who makes holy. And the people who are made holy, they all have one source, yes?
That is why he is not ashamed to call them brothers.
That is why he is not ashamed to call them brothers. He is not ashamed to call them brothers. He is not ashamed to call them brothers. So, when Jesus was on this earth, before he died, John 15:13-15, he called us friends. But after he rose from the dead, John chapter 20 verse 17, he said, go and tell my brothers that I am going to my father and your father, to my God and your God. John chapter 20 verse 17. Yes.
Jesus said to her, do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father.
I am ascending to my Father and your Father. 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 I am ascending to my Father and your Father. 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 If any other person had said this, it wouldn't carry as much weight. If it's Jesus who says it, then he has accepted us. My Father and your Father. Go tell my brothers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I have just been trying to prove to you from the Bible that the Father calls you his son and daughter. The Holy Spirit witnesses in your spirit that you are God's child. And Jesus is not ashamed to say, you are his brother, you are his sister, and that his father is your father. Do you have any right not to consider yourself a child of God? The more you read the Bible, you have more problem not considering yourself a child of God than knowing that you are a child of God. And if you are a child of God, I am also a child of God. Then you are my sister. I am your brother. I am not your blood brother, but spiritually, I am your brother. Now, blood is thicker than water. But spirit is thicker than blood.
Yes.
Blood is thicker than water. This is why Africans, all of us, are tribalistic. Whom you know. Because if I'm a cucumber now, you see Tawan speaking cucumber to me, you know, giving me special treatment when we close, he takes me out because I am cucumber. You see? So we say blood is thicker than water. We all know. We all know. But spirit is thicker than blood. One, because spirit is forever. Your brother will die. Your sister will die. But a spiritual brother and a spiritual sister, that relationship never dies. Yes, I want a more amen to that.
Amen.
The spiritual relationship of a child of God never dies. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 27 to 30, he said that my sheep hear my voice. I give them eternal life. I know them, and nobody can take them by force out of my hands.
John chapter 10. From verse 27 to 30. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one.
So, I have eternal life. Because John, 1 John chapter 5, verse 11 to 13 says, he who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write this to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. I have eternal life. You have eternal life. She has eternal life. Therefore, your blood brother can die. Your blood sister can die. But your spiritual brother or sister cannot die. That relationship is eternal life. I have eternal life. You have eternal life. But not only that, it means you are going to live together with me forever in heaven. You need to think about that. If your mother, your father, your brother, your sister has not accepted Christ, when they die, you lose them forever. You lose them forever because they are going to a place where you are not going. This is why we laugh at African chiefs. They cut human head when a chief dies because they want somebody to go and carry the chief's thing and serve him in the life after death. You are not going to the same place. I'm going to heaven. The chief is going to hell. How am I going to serve him? You cut my head for nothing because I'm not going to serve him there. I'm going to heaven. No, Lazarus died. He was taken by angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man died. He was taken to another place. Fire. He said, send Lazarus to dip his finger into water and come and quench. But he said, we don't do that here. You come here. So, African chiefs kill people for nothing. It's just ignorance. They don't know. If they know the truth, you don't go and cut somebody's head when your chief died because he's not going to the same place with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, please, you had better choose to like me. Because I will be in heaven. And if you don't like me, then go to hell. If you get to heaven, you will live with me millions of years. You had better like me here. Because I will be there. If you don't like me, go to hell. Stay in hell. And relocate and be there. Then you will see people who are not like me there. That is the awesome truth. We need to understand that your next door neighbor in heaven, my disease are born. Therefore, you need to, you know, cultivate how to love her here. So that when you see her in heaven, you make our wife too. There is nothing like send Lazarus to deep water into Tiberias to cool my tongue, because I am here with Lazarus. Even on earth, he liked me. Now he is. Then we rejoice. But if you see me in heaven, and God, knowing that you don't like me, you intentionally ask me to come and open the gate for you. When I come and you see my face, Jaja. You turn back. Have I met you here again? You trouble me when we're in the church. You are here again. Then you go to heaven. You sit there because the person welcoming you to heaven is me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, we are family, and we had better learn to get used to living together, because over there we will live together forever.
Amen.
So Ephesians chapter 4 verse 4 to 6 tries to trace that we are one Father, we have one Lord Jesus, we have one Spirit and one baptism.
Mm.
And we have one hope of heaven. One faith. Yes.
Ephesians chapter 4, from verse 1 to 6.
4 to 6.
4 to 6, sorry. Yes. There is one body and one spirit.
Yes.
Just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
Mm. There you are. Were you baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and in the name of Jesus? I was also baptized in the same. Do you have the Holy Spirit living in you? Your body is temple of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, he lives in me also. And is Jesus your Lord? Did he buy you with blood? I'm also bought by the same blood. I'm also born by the same blood. Do you call God Father, Abba Father? I do also. You see, even if you have never met a Christian before in your whole life, the day you meet a believer in Christ, as you talk, the spirit and anointing in the person witnesses with your spirit that you have found a brother, you have found a sister. The day this thing stops, then we've lost the church. I know what you are thinking.
Mm.
You are saying, this is difficult. Because there are some people in the church I just don't like. They are too tall. They are too short. Some of them are too fat. Some are too thin. Some are too dark. Some are too feckled. And I don't like them. And what tribe do you say? Say it's Aibi. Everything about you is nice, but where you come from? Yes, you are coming from the wrong place. Now, we all have to come to appreciate the fact that you did not choose the people going to heaven. Jesus said in John 15:16, you did not choose me. I chose. I appointed you to go and bear fruit that your fruit will have. It wasn't given to you to choose the tribes, the height of the people going to heaven, the color, the face. It was not your work. It is Jesus who chooses people.
Amen.
And the Bible says the Father had a register before the foundation of the world in which he wrote the people who will be going to heaven. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, when he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. You can do nothing about this master list.
Amen.
Romans 8:29 says that those he foreknew, he predestined that they should be conformed to the image of his Son, so that Jesus will be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. Look, this list, you can't do anything about the master list. I know some of you may feel that if that's the case, I will go to heaven and write, like, cancel this person's name. This person too going to heaven. You see? Sometimes we feel that way. You know? One day I finished preaching after a full gospel meeting at the National Theater. Then one woman came and said, please let me ask you, are you an alien? I said, yes. I said, thank God. Thank God. That at long last I'm able to know God and preach like this. Thank God. I'm able to. And you thought it is only this, I said, please. So, thank God you are able. Please. Acts chapter 10, verse 34 and 35. Peter said that, now I know that God is no respecter of persons in every nation. Anybody who is righteous and fears God is acceptable with him. Yes.
Acts chapter 10,
34 and 35.
Verse 34 and 35. So Peter opened his mouth and said, truly I understand that God shows no partiality.
God shows no partiality. God shows no partiality. God shows no partiality. Fortunately, God is not Katachi. So if he were choosing the people going to heaven, he would go straight for people from wrong house. Come. Which side are you? You are Kokuma. Wait. You are on the waiting list. Yes. One friend of mine told me that his uncle went to Germany, and when he came back, he took 20 of the children of his sisters to Germany at once. He had 20 of them to go because his sisters. If you find a good thing, you want only your family members to benefit first. You see? So if it were Katachi, the master list for people going to heaven, hey, you stand no chance. Stop. You are already lost. You see? But God is no respecter of persons. God chose no favoritism. God chose no favoritism. God is no respecter of persons. God is no respecter of persons. God doesn't respect faces and tribes and how much money you have and where you come from. God is that don't show favoritism. Yes.
But in every nation.
Every nation.
Anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him.
Wow. The point I'm making is that you did not choose me to be a child of God. Therefore, you can't use my height, the tribe I come from, the color of my face, the way I'm gray haired. You can't use it against me that because of that you don't like me. Who are you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you the one choosing the people? You can't influence the master list. Therefore, you must learn to tolerate me and love me and like me. You see? And God knows our problem. You see, this is our Father. He's very wise. So what he has done in Romans chapter 5 verse 5 is that the love of God is poured into the heart of every child of God to be able to love other children of God. Romans 5, 5.
Romans chapter 5 verse 5 from the ESV. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit.
God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit,
who has been given to us.
Please, tell your friend, God has already poured love for me into your heart. You see, God's love has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, if you see me as a child of God and you don't love me, you have a problem. You have a problem. That's what 1 John chapter 5 says. 1 John chapter 5 verse 1 and 2 say that if you are really God's child, then you will like me.
First John chapter 5 verse 1 and 2.
Yes.
Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God.
Yes.
And everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God.
Yes.
When we
if you don't love me and I'm a child of God, then you are not. You are not a child of God. That's why you don't love me. Because I am a child of God. And you see, God wants to help us. So he has put love for ourselves, we the children of God. He has already poured that love in us. So the evidence that you are a child of God is that you love other children of God. When you see them, something in you clicks like two magnets. You see, the computer has already been pre-programmed that I should like every child of God. So when you are a real child of God, I see you, and something in me loves you. And that's the proof I'm a child of God. Because I love those who are children of God. And anytime you feel, this person, then either truly the person is not a child of God, or the person is a child of God, but you are not. No, you think about, because there are only two kinds of people on this earth: children of God and children of the devil. That's John. Let's read the 1 John 3, 8 to 10.
1 John chapter 3, verse 8 to 10. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil.
Yes.
For the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil.
Yes.
Verse 9. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God. By this it is evident who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil.
It is evident. It's plain. Who are the children of God? Who are the children of the devil? Yes.
Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God.
Yes.
Nor is the one who does not love his brother.
The case is very close. It's simple. Whenever you see a child of God and you don't love the person, there can only be two things. Either he's a child of the devil, a wolf in sheep's clothing, hiding among children of God. Or you are a hypocrite. You are a child of the devil. You are a wolf in sheep's clothing, guiding, carrying vulture to sell in the market. Roasted vulture. You see? Because this is plain. Amen.
Amen.
I want to bring this message to an end by mentioning just two things. One is that there are some church members who make a practice of chasing away other church members. You see, we notice in our former church that whenever anybody comes to the front and he says, praise the Lord. Last time, for a long time, we teachers have been praying that this back pay. They haven't paid us. It's 2 years now since I've been working as a teacher. I've not been paid. But praise the Lord. Last week, finally, our teacher's back pay came. So, everybody, after church, there's a long queue of who want to borrow money from. From you. That's one of the things we notice. And because of that, rich people wouldn't want to be in your church. Because people swindle them, they borrow money from them, and they don't want to bring back. Another thing to notice in CDM was that whenever there were some people who were in CDM, just so that they would mark out the rich people and those who had big cars, and then just, hey, let me go and know your house. Hey, I'm in the pastoral shepherding ministry. I want to know your house. And with that, they get their children to go. People are giving them scholarships, people paying school fees, they go to the house, weekend. Oh, mommy, I've come. You know, this CDM, and they were going about like that in the name of CDM, and you know, getting free accommodation and things. And some of their brothers too, whenever they see a beautiful girl coming to church, first time as you get up, I fear. Praise the Lord.
Is your daughter called Afi? Say yes. Please, I belong to the church team and dance follower. And our work is to visit newcomers in their homes. Afi is in church for Sunday. And I come to see her. Afi, she praise the Lord. When nice girls like this come to church, we are the team that is assigned to disciple them.
Praise the Lord.
So I have come to disciple them. Praise the Lord.
And you visit only the girls. Even though you are a guy, your follower is in that. And you know, there are certain things, and some people too in the church, immediately they see a new convert, that's the person they will quarrel with. Sister,
why didn't you cover your head? Get
scared.
Scared doesn't match. Next time, don't come like that. Do here. You think that we are joking here? Don't do that.
You see, and you make it such that next time the person doesn't want to come. You see. It's like meeting a newcomer and say, have you paid your tithe? Instead, you pay tithe. You know? I say, I'm doing follow-up, Pastor.
New people, you don't pay tithe.
You know? So you are like a craft who has entered the net, simply to, you know, when new fish come. So when you set the net and a crab enters first, you won't catch any fish. Because there are some people who are intentionally crabs to enter the net to make sure.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to plead with you by the mercies of God. That we show love. That we discipline ourselves for the love of God which has been poured in our heart. To show. How does it change? And as I know this, my elbow hits your mouth. And one of your teeth falls. And you are bleeding. But you are a new soul. No, I'm serious. When we close, go and look at miracles too in the middle.
Same here.
Ah, thank you. Thank you. Why? She was playing with Moses, her brother, on the day we were going to Mauritania. And Moses was wearing a casque. Is it? Helmet. Somebody's helmet. Helmet. Somebody had come to the house. And she was playing with the brother. What is wrong with that? And Moses just lifted his head and hit it. And the teeth broke. But that's the brother. So because of that miracle, are you now still talking with Moses?
Yes.
Yeah. You see, your brother, because he's your brother, blood brother, he does certain things and if not because my brother, like, you see something, you put a restraint on yourself because of the blood relationship. And now we have a spiritual relationship. Therefore, even if a thief comes to church and you catch him red-handed, you need to go about it in such a way that it is only after he won't change that we throw him out. If a womanizer comes to church, if a gossip comes to church, why? Because all of us are sick people who have come to Jesus' clinic and we are in the queue before the doctor to see us. All of us. Anybody who doesn't have any wound, please raise your hand. We all have wounds. Why is it that when my wound is smelly, so boom, 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 wounds are smelly here. Meanwhile, you are coughing. You finish coughing, but you don't have a wound. I'm not coughing, but I have a wound. My wound is smelly. You are making too much noise. You too, your cough is making too much noise. Shall we be here?
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Just grab a brother or grab a sister in the house and tell the person, you are my brother. You are my sister. If the person is old enough, tell the person, you are my mother. You are my father. Tell the person, you are my father. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to thank God for the opportunity to be called the child of God. But daddy quoted John chapter 20 verse 17. And the whole Jesus is saying that I am going to my Father and your Father. And I'm going to my God and your God. Jesus has equated us to the same position he's having with his Father. I want to tell God we are grateful. We are adopted. We are grateful. We are called children of God. We are grateful. The Spirit is crying in us, Abba Father. We are grateful. The Spirit is very witness before Satan, before angels, before God, before any other person, that this person is my daughter and this person is my son. Let's thank him that we are grateful. Let's thank him that we are grateful. And of course, because their parents are rich. And of course, because their parents are influential. And of course, because their parents are in high ranking. But we are boasting because our Father is a King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords, the Creator and Sustainer of the universe. By His way, all things came to be. And without Him, nothing that is existed. We are the existence. We want to tell Him that God, with this power, that has made me the child of God. I am grateful. 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 Lord, we are thankful. We have a relationship. We are grateful. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we are grateful. We are thankful. And we are thanking you for the blood. For the brand we are using, we are not just a little child. We are not a little ranger. No, they are brand.
To bind us together with the cord that cannot be broken. It means there are some cords that can be broken, but there are others that cannot be broken. And that is the cord of love. I want to pray that God bind us together, that every church member that comes will feel love, the love of Christ will abound in our hearts, in the name of Jesus. He will bind us together, in Acts chapter 20, verse 29, Paul said, I know that after my departure, somebody will come. And then men from your own flock, and they will not spare the flock. It means that in the gathering of God's children, there are some people to scatter. And there are some various motives. I want to pray that God, with such people that will disturb the flock from among us, that you will watch over your gate, that such people will not enter,
in the name
that
of
the
Jesus.
Flock will be saved. Yes. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Jesus.
Amen. We thank you for this time in your house. We pray that we will leave this place loving one another, recognizing the love you have poured out in our hearts. And Father, we pray that this week will be fruitful. It will be full of fellowship and love in the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I can see the love.
Follow JFK Mensa Ministries on Facebook and YouTube and invite others to listen to his podcast. You can also access some of JFK Mensa's books and keep up with his ministry at www.jfkmensaministries.org. God bless you.